This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we'll continue today with the story of Hidden Valley Farm in rural Litchfield, but first I have some exciting rain totals to report. WSMI weather watcher Gary Brown of Chesterfield received 1 4/10 inches of rain. Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1 2/10. Richard Sarig of Gillespie, 1 3/4 inches. The Lang family of Coffeen, 2 3/4. Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 3 8/10 inches. Bill Hubner of Brighton, 1 6/10. Rich Henry of Staunton, 2 7/10. Chris Cook of Greenville, 5 inches. Dave Leonard of Farmersville, 3 inches. And we received 2 inches at the WSMI studios on Route 16. Now, as promised, we'll continue the conversation with Dale and Martha Jett of Hidden Valley Farm. They sell produce at the Litchfield Farmers Market, and they also have farm fresh eggs for sale. But chickens aren't the only birds Dale raises on his farm, and he's here to tell us more. You've also got chickens here. You sell eggs, and I maybe have mentioned that a little bit already. And you've also got pigeons, which I think is pretty cool, kind of rare. You don't see that every day. So talk to us a little bit about the birds that you're raising here.
Okay, well, I'll start with the chickens. We have 140 working girls here, and we sell our eggs right now for $1 a dozen. Free-range eggs are all brown eggs, which I think is the best eggs, far superior to a white egg. We welcome anyone to come out here and buy eggs from us, not only just produce, but eggs too. The other thing you saw with the pigeons, we've raised pigeons for years and years, and it was something that my uncle got me into when I was just a boy. And we show these birds in shows all over the United States. We usually attend the National Young Bird Show every October down in Louisville, Kentucky. And then there's national shows that rotate around the country in different cities. And we show them in competition. And some of these shows, there will be 8,000 to 10,000 birds in those shows. And I've been fortunate over the years to win the national show 4 times, champion bird, which is something that's it's just a lot of satisfaction, a lot of fun to do, you know.
I don't know a lot about pigeons, and I've been going around to county fairs and livestock shows. So what are you judged on? Is it, you know, coloring and the build of the bird, or how do you judge a pigeon, or how do you show it?
Every breed, and there's over 100 different breeds of pigeons. There is a standard for every breed. The breed that we mainly show is Oriental Frills. It's a short-beaked bird. They have a frill on their chest. They have feathers on their feet, and their wings are laced or barred. And the standard says the bird has to stand 8 inches tall and 8 inches long. Anything over or under that is out of standard. And they judge them against a written standard. And there's 100 points in the standard. So the bird that closest to the 100 point will end up being the champion or better bird. And, different colors in birds. In pigeons, there's red, black, and brown. And now you see all these different colors that mutate off of those three main colors. With black, you have a dilute, which is dun. And with red, you have a dilute, which is yellow. And brown, you have a dilute, which is khaki. And then the blue, you have silver. So actually, blue and black is the same color. It's just a different arrangement of the pigment on the feather. It appears blue if the pigment is arranged one way and black if it's arranged another way. But it's actually genetically the same color.
Do these pigeons, I've heard people talk about homing pigeons, you release them and they come back different type that you have here? Or
I do have racing homers, and I use them for feeders. They're foster feeders for my Oriental Frills and some of the short-beaked varieties that I have, because they can actually, what we do is we switch their eggs. We give the frills the homer eggs and the homers the frill eggs, and they can raise each other's young beautifully. It works better that way. And, I used to do a lot of white bird release. You know, we would do weddings and funerals and stuff like that. But I just, it's a time constraint now that I've just kind of got away from it a little bit. But yeah, these birds that I have, they'll race and do, you know, 300, 500 mile races with no problem.
That's really interesting, and it's very unique. Are there some other people that you're friends with in the immediate area that raise pigeons, or is this pretty rare? You've got to drive several miles to find someone else that does this sort of thing.
Yeah, we're kind of a diverse group of people, and we're scattered all over the United States. So that's why we have the big shows, and we all go there, and a lot of times it's just to see the people that you haven't seen for a whole year, you know, and yeah. You make some really great friendships in the hobby that way. And, you know, it's amazing the different people you meet in the hobby. The average people like me, I say average, I'm poor. And then there's some people who are very wealthy, you know. But you could never tell, you know, talking to these people, you have no idea who's rich or who's poor. It's just they love the bird. They share the same common bond. That is something they try to raise and have the best one, you know.
Well, that's great, and I wish you luck as you move forward with your birds and compete in more competitions. Hope you get some more national wins. Your wife, Martha, has joined us. I haven't had a chance to talk with her yet. So, Martha, you have anything you'd like to share or maybe share with us about the flowers that we see here? Do you help with raising any of those or vegetables? You water the flowers?
I water them. I plant them in the planters. He raises all of them, but I do the planting and that of the planters around the house.
And do you work together as a team, taking care of the garden and going to the farmer's market, or is that more of a Dale thing?
That's more of a Dale thing. I work full-time at Real King Supply in Litchfield, so I work there 40 hours a week, so I don't have that much time to help him with the garden. But I do come around, and I water all the flowers around the house, so keep the house up. So
sure, yeah.
That's a full-time job.
I understand. I can understand you working and not having much time to do things. Dale said you do have kind of an interest in antiques and would like to do something with that in the store. So, you know, what do you like in antiques, or do you like everything?
I collect gray granite. I just love the gray granite. I've got quite a few pieces, probably about 100 and some pieces of it. And I'm always looking for different pieces and that. And so that's what I really, really like. I also collect bird figurines, too. So just something like that is what I like.
Yeah. All right. Well, Martha, thanks for chatting with us for a few minutes. Dale, thank you also. If someone would want to come out and buy eggs from you, or when you get the store finished, do you want a driving directions or a phone number, or how would you like to tell people where you're at?
Our phone number is 324-4654. And we're out here right off Route 16 on Old Quarry Trail. If you turn off 16 onto Old Quarry Trail, we are the fifth, number five driveway on the left. There's a sign right there. It says Hidden Valley Farm. Just turn on that driveway and come straight back. And we're here most of the time, so you can give us a call ahead of time, make sure we're here, or take a chance and come out and take a look. You know, we have a little pretty little place here to look at, and a lot of people like it, and everyone's welcome.
Dale and Martha Jett of Hidden Valley Farm. And if you have questions or would like to visit the farm, again, their phone number is 217-324-4654. And don't forget, the Madison County Fair is underway in Highland. Multiple 4-H shows are happening this afternoon. The Combine Demolition Derby starts at 7:30 this evening, and there's live music from 8 to midnight. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.